BBC News with Jonathan Izard. Leading Democrats in the US have again accused President Trump of betraying his oath of office after he publicly called on China to investigate his possible election rival Joe Biden. Mr. Trump also repeated his demand that Ukraine look into business dealings by Mr. Biden's son Hunter. The president is facing impeachment after first making the request in a phone call to Ukraine's leader. The French authorities are investigating why a member of staff at the police headquarters in Paris attacked his colleagues with a knife, killing four people. The 45-year-old technology worker was shot dead at the scene. French police say he had recently converted to Islam. Iran's Revolutionary Guards Corps says it has arrested three people accused of plotting to assassinate one of its senior commanders, General Qasem Soleimani. The guards say the suspects planted explosives in a tunnel they had dug under a religious site owned by the general's father. The US health authorities say at least 18 people across the country are now known to have died from lung problems linked to vaping e-cigarettes. 1,080 cases of probable lung injury have been reported in the United States so far. The president of Ecuador has declared a state of emergency after a day of protests against planned cuts to fuel subsidies. Lenin Moreno has criticized the violence of some of the demonstrations and confirmed that the measures would be implemented. European Union leaders have said they're unconvinced by Britain's latest proposals to get a Brexit deal by the end of the month. The Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar said they fell short in a number of aspects. The president of the International Olympic Committee has urged the World Anti-Doping Agency to investigate all runners who trained under the banned athletics coach Alberto Salazar. He was found guilty this week of systematic doping violations. A painting by the mysterious British street artist Banksy has sold for a record amount for one of his works. The picture depicting the British Parliament full of chimpanzees fetched $12 million at auction in London. BBC News.